Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. It's me, Christopher, along with...
Brian.
Say hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, I meant hi.
No, hi. Brian.
Ah, very good. This is the first time you and I have worked together, right?
That's true.
Okay, what can you tell me about yourself, Brian?
Well, I don't have any good stories about myself, but...My friend got promoted at work the other day.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. So your friend got promoted.
Mm-hmm.
What was his or her job before the promotion?
Well, he was just a regular salesperson, but now he is the head of the sales department.
Oh, so he has people he's in charge of now. He's like a boss.
Yeah, he's a type of boss. He has more responsibility...More things to do, higher pay, a new desk.
Does he have a window that he can look out and see the city?
No.
Oh, well,
yeah.
But that's the kind of promotion I want.
Yeah, well, it is a kind of promotion, just no window view.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're wondering why we're talking about promotions, it's what today's article is about. So, how about we check it out?
Reading.
Getting promoted at work.
Hey, Martin. I saw you putting some of your things away in a box earlier. Is everything fine?
Yes, I'm okay. I just got a promotion to be the head of another department.
Really? Congratulations.When will you move over there?
I'm going to my new office tomorrow. I'll have some meetings with people from that department this afternoon, too.
Wow, how did this happen? I don't remember hearing you talk about a promotion before.
Well, the boss told me that I do a great job of highlighting the best qualities of our products. He was also impressed by how smoothly my projects go.
I have noticed that you are always so organized. You can come up with an idea and turn it into a finished product very well. What else did the boss say about you?
He said I work well with others and have shown leadership qualities while working on our projects. He thinks I could inspire the other people in the office.
That's true. You know how to talk to people and make everyone around you feel at ease. I should try to be more like you in that sense.
You can do it too when all the pieces fall into place. It's just a matter of time, and I believe in you.
All right, today's lesson is a TOEIC box, and there's a conversation. The conversation is taking place in an office. So, there's a character named Alice, and she's talking to her coworker, Martin. She says, "Hey, Martin.I saw you putting some of your things away in a box earlier. Is everything fine? Okay, is everything fine? It's similar to asking, are you all right or are you okay? We use these questions to express concern for someone. So if Brian, you know, maybe you were walking and you hit your knee on the table, I might say, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Ah, see, I said it.Because I'm concerned about you.
Hmm.
All right, Martin replies, yes, I'm okay. I just got a promotion to be the head of another department. Brian, would you like to describe or explain promotion?
A promotion, P-R-O-M-O-T-I-O-N, promotion, is a noun. A promotion is the act of raising someone to a higher or more important position or rank.So, if someone does a good job within their company, they might be given a promotion. This usually includes a different job title, an increase in pay, and maybe a different workplace, like a different desk.
Right. And you and I were discussing in the intro of today's lesson about your friend who recently received a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not get a workspace with a window.
No, but he did get a new desk.
Ah, okay.
So, if we want to use in a sentence, we could say, Bob received a promotion within his first 6 months because the boss was impressed with his performance.
Wow. Bob received a promotion within his first 6 months. So he hadn't been there a year, just six
no.
months.
Yep.
And because the boss was impressed with his performance.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Another definition for promotion is activities to advertise something, like a sales promotion. You've likely seen promotional signs outside of maybe restaurants or stores like 7-Eleven, Watson's, or CoSmed. Promotional is different than promotion. It's, like I said, an advertisement. We spell promotional P-R-O-M-O-T-I-O-N-A-L, promotional. Okay, let's get back to the article. Alice says, really? Congratulations! When will you move over there? Okay, she says congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations is something you say when you want to congratulate someone. The verb is congratulate, which is to praise someone and say that you approve or are pleased about an achievement. So, because Alice is impressed with mm-hmm. what Martin has received, the promotion, she says congratulations.
So when else can we say congratulations?
Well, you could say congratulations if someone maybe graduates from college or high school.
What if I said, I'm getting married?
Congratulations!
Oh.
What if I said, I just won the lottery?
Whoa, congratulations!
Yeah, well, then you're also supposed to say, can I have some?
No, you'll give me some. I don't have to ask.
Oh, okay. How about we continue?
Okay, so Martin says, I'm going to my new office tomorrow. I'll have some meetings with people from that department this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
So he mentions meetings in there. So a meeting is a noun. It's spelled M-E-E-T-I-N-G. And it's a group of people who have met for a particular reason.
Right.
So when do we usually have meetings?
Well, we have meetings here at AMC.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the editors meet to discuss which stories they want to have in the next or the future articles for us to teach you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also have meetings between friends to discuss like a party or maybe just a group project. You kids have probably had a meeting with other kids in your class to discuss, you know, a science project or some other project.
Yeah, if you're working on a group project, then you can meet and then try to figure out what should we do our project about and who's going to do what and when should we work together.
Yeah.
So how can we use that in a sentence?
All right. Here it is. You can't go into the room yet because there is a meeting going on between two companies.
Mm.
You can't go in the room yet because there is a meeting going on between two companies. Now, this case of the meeting, you know, you don't want to interrupt. You don't want to walk into someone else's meeting because not only is it rude, it disturbs or stops everybody's, you know, conversation.
Right. Mm. So in that sentence, we also saw another word, department.
That's right.
So what is a department?
A department is a noun. We spell department D-E-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T. Department. It's a part of an organization like school, like a school or business or government that deals with a particular area of work or study. In universities around the world, there are different departments.
Mm.
There's like the English department, the history department, the science department. These departments are concerned or they study one particular subject. In a government, we have many departments.
Right.
Can you think of any departments within the government?
Well, you could have the Department of Labor, the
mm-hmm.
Department of Health, the Department of Agriculture.
Ah.
Mm.
Here's our example sentence for department. Timmy works for the photography department of the newspaper. Timmy works for the photography department of the newspaper. All right, let's get back to the article. Go ahead, Brian.
So Alice replies, wow, how did this happen? I don't remember hearing you talk about a promotion before.
Martin says, well, the boss told me that I do a great job of highlighting the best qualities of our products.
Hmm.
He also was impressed by how smoothly my projects go. Alright, so we have several words there. One we have is highlight. Highlight is a transitive verb. We spell it H-I-G-H-L-I-G-H-T. Highlight. Now you know the thing called a highlighter, right? It's like brightly colored marker that you usually use to mark in a book or
right,
magazine.
For something important.
Right, exactly. And that's what highlight means. It means to attract attention or emphasize something important. So, like the marker, the highlighter, when we try to highlight stuff, we're trying to call attention to it. We want people to notice it. Here's an example. Jane tried to highlight her white teeth by smiling often. Jane tried to highlight her white teeth by smiling often. How about the word product?
A product is a noun. It's spelled P-R-O-D-U-C-T. And it is something that is made to be sold.
Mm.
So, for example, we could say, Samsung is known for a lot of products, but its best known ones are the Galaxy series of phones.
Ah, okay. So Samsung makes products, things
right,
to sell.
Yeah, TVs, phones, microwaves, tablets.
Microwaves?
Yep.
Wow, I did not know that at all about mm-hmm, Samsung. But the Galaxy phones are the most popular.
Mm-hmm.
We also saw the word impress. Impress is a verb. We spell it I-M-P-R-E-S-S, impress. And this means to cause someone to feel admiration or respect.
Hmm.
Here's an example. Mandy impressed her family with her talents as a painter. So, Mandy's skills as a painter made her feelings, her parents feel admiration or respect for her art.
Right. They thought, you know, what she did was really great.
Yeah.
And exactly, maybe they thought that she couldn't do that, but then she showed them and they thought, wow, I'm impressed.
with that much enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Well, Martin's boss is impressed by how smoothly his projects go. This means his boss likes and respects how quickly and easily Martin can get work done, which is important in the workplace, right? Getting work done on time or, you know, smoothly. You don't want it to be a problem.
Yeah, full of errors. And
That's right. Alice says, I have noticed that you are always so organized.
Hmm.
Organized. Would you mind describing this adjective?
Sure. Organized is an adjective that is spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-E-D. Organized. We use this to describe a person who is able to plan things carefully and keep things tidy. And by tidy, we mean that everything is ordered and arranged in the right place.
Ah, yes. I've heard tidy many times. My desk in the office is not tidy. How about yours?
It's pretty tidy.
Would you like to make mine more tidy?
No, that's okay.
I need to get organized.
Yeah.
All right, here's an example. Linda isn't organized at all. Her desk is always messy, and she is often late for work.
Hmm.
Now, see, this sentence could work for me, except that I'm not late for work. But my desk is not
messy.
Organized.
Hmm.
All right, well, Alice continues. She says, you can come up with an idea and turn it into a finished product very well. What else did the boss say about you?
Martin says, he said I work well with others and have shown leadership qualities while working on our projects.
Ah, okay, so the word leadership. We spell leadership L-E-A-D-E-R-S-H-I-P, leadership. It's a noun, and we mean leadership to, say, the set of characteristics that make a good leader. So, for example, the band Big Bang has leadership with G-Dragon. That means he takes charge and does everything for the band in public, I guess.
Right.
Martin continues, he thinks I could inspire the other people in the office.
Alice says, that's true. You know how to talk to people and make everyone around you feel at ease. I should try to be more like you in that sense.
Right. And Martin says, you can do it too when all the pieces fall into place. It's just a matter of time, and I believe in you. Fall into Place is our shortcut for you, so let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
Hello, Tim. What's up? You look a little disappointed.
I am. I just had a job interview, but I didn't get a job. They said I need more experience.
Well, that's not so bad. You can apply again, and when all the pieces fall into place, you'll get the job.
What pieces?
When we say all the pieces fall into place, we mean when the situation is right and everything is ready.
I see. All the pieces fall into place means 一切就定位。
Exactly. You have the right qualifications and you're a smart guy. So that's two pieces in place. Once you get more experience, all of the pieces will fall into place.
Thanks for your advice. I feel better now.
You're welcome.
That's it for today's article. So now let's move on to the For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, Brian, here's our For You Chat question. Is there someone that you look up to at work, and why?
Sure. I look up to a lot of different people in my department because they have been there longer than I have.
Mm-hmm.
So they know more about what people and our readers expect. So they can teach me a lot of different things about how to do the job.
Ah, okay.
What about you?
So, to recap, you're not looking up to just one person, but
no,
many people.
Yeah, I don't believe in picking favorites when it comes to these kinds of things. But I think as a whole, everyone who's been there longer than me, who has more experience.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat as you. I have the same thoughts. I, like several people, I look up to some of the people that have a lot more experience than me. For you students, you probably know Teacher Mike. I look up to Teacher Mike because he can teach me a lot more about teaching. He's also very funny, and
I
wish I could be as funny as him.
Yeah.
But there are people in your office or where you work, or even for you guys watching us, you have classmates that
mm-hmm.
you might look up to, or someone in your life that you look up to. It doesn't have to be just at work.
Right. It could be a parent or a teacher or someone like that who has a lot of experience, who knows a lot about life and can teach you something to make, you know, help make you a better person.
That's right.
Hmm.
Now, what we would like is if you discuss among yourselves who you look up to, not necessarily at work because you might not have a job, but maybe in your classroom or in your life, like your friends or your parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then tell us why. Now, you can tell us why by logging onto your Facebook account and going to the AMC's page and telling us who you look up to. All right. That's all for today.
Okay.
See you next time.
Thank you.
Getting promoted at work.
Hey, Martin. I saw you putting some of your things away in a box earlier. Is everything fine?
Yes, I'm okay. I just got a promotion to be the head of another department.
Really? Congratulations. When will you move over there?
I'm going to my new office tomorrow. I'll have some meetings with people from that department this afternoon, too.
Wow, how did this happen? I don't remember hearing you talk about a promotion before.
Well, the boss told me that I do a great job of highlighting the best qualities of our products. He was also impressed by how smoothly my projects go.
I have noticed that you are always so organized. You can come up with an idea and turn it into a finished product very well. What else did the boss say about you?
He said I work well with others and have shown leadership qualities while working on our projects. He thinks I could inspire the other people in the office.
That's true. You know how to talk to people and make everyone around you feel at ease. I should try to be more like you in that sense.
You can do it too when all the pieces fall into place. It's just a matter of time, and I believe in you.
Vocabulary Review.
Promotion. After her promotion at work, Beth had her own office and a higher salary. Meeting. The company manager held a meeting to discuss his sales goals. Product. The most popular product at that electronics store is a smartphone. Organized. The student puts her papers in folders to stay organized. Leadership. The company boss only hires managers who have leadership skills.